Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is Isha.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
It's your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot spades and fluorescent flip-flop. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
Murder
stop.
Master Music Show. It's the Murder 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 Master Music Show.
Man, what is this, episode 306?
Man, we rolling.
Man,
we rolling
we
on
got,
the ass, Fred.
I tell you who we got in the house tonight. We got none other than Isham the Unholy himself. You know what I'm saying? Got a huge announcement. You know what I'm saying? He's doing some big things. Hey, you're supposed to call him. Where the fuck is he? The fuck
man.
Is Isham?
He ain't called yet.
You know where he's at?
Man, I don't know where that motherfucker at.
Wait, hold up, man. Hold up. Who's
that? Been waiting on this motherfucking ass.
Yo, what up, Dell? This is your boy, Isham the Unholy. And this is a special edition of the Murder Master Music Show. Usually your host is Prez and Mac J, but today I'll be taking over for a special edition of the double feature we got going on in Houston, Texas, October 6th, featuring Isham and Gangsta Nip. Mastermind and Mo Dirty. So without further ado, we're gonna get off into the brand new single Stolen from my new album, and we'll get off into that a little later. But check it out, this is Shit Like That on the Murder Master Music Show.
Mo Dirty.
What up, doe? Mastermind.
You know what?
Hellbreak.
What? These niggas always out here illin', talking shit like that. Cock the gauge, pull the trigger, and they kick right back. Motherfuck, who you with, bitch, shit like that. So get the fuck up out your feelings, bitch, shit like that. I'm with your girlfriend, yeah, she lick my crack. Gave that hoe a tic-tac and told her get right back. I'm from the east side of Detroit and you know this a fact. Like that and like this and that. Niggas think they run the city, but they got the runs cause they all shitty. Diarrhea, gonorrhea, burn your ass and make you say mama mia. You're never gonna put them choppers down. Got shit that'll knock helicopters down. Think you better call a doctor now when you hear that blah 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 sound. If whack rap's coming out your mouth, you need to shut it. I'm Millie Rock on any block and then I flood it. Wicked shit like that, could it be shit like that, oh my G, I'd be a god, it'd be shit like that, oh, it's wicked shit like that, it'd be shit like that, oh my G, I'd be a god, it'd be shit like that, oh, it'd be shit like this to make these niggas sick like that, spit some crack on the like that. Oh my God, I'm so G, a B-I-G-D-O-G. Niggas from Detroit with all the pit bulls and Peroni. Stay the fuck out my lane, watch them bring up my name. But me and you ain't the same, I stay lit like a flame. Cups up, blowing gas, what's good? Motherfucker, please, you ain't even gotta ask what?
I'm gangsta nipping, I be on some gangsta shit like that. You fuck with me, motherfucker, I'ma get you back. I'm rap a lot affiliated, that's for life, nigga. If we can't find you, then we kidnapping your wife, nigga. I'ma tell you once, and I will not tell you twice, nigga. Third time, that's the charm, that's your life, nigga. Death angel, all I think about is death, nigga. My Muslim brothers catch you, I just eat what's left, nigga. H-Town is where I be, it's on Lil Daddy if you fuck with me. All I do is pass that heat, South Park like a whoop of Wall Street. Homeboy, I don't play no games, catch you by yourself or your team, man. Find your ass slumped over in your car, you would think that you was being lean, man. I'm in the nation now, I had to calm down. South Park will shoot you in your head, soon as a nigga put his arm down. Shout out to Detroit, shout out to Eastham, shout out to Mo Dirty. Let's get these G's, fam.
Just spend some money, I be drilling, I can get right back. Lit than a bitch, I'm trying to get like that. Motherfuck, who you with, bitch, shit like that. So get the fuck up out your feelings, bitch, shit like that. Spend some money, I be drilling, I can get right back. Man, lit than a bitch, I'm trying to get like that. Motherfuck, who you with, bitch, shit like that. So get the fuck up out your feelings, bitch, shit like that. Shit like that. It be shit like that. Oh my G, I swear to God, it be shit like that. Shit like that. It be shit like that. Oh my G, I swear to God, it be shit like that. I took some time manifesting these racks. Pay like you wait, cause if it's free, then it's a trap. Be a man or I'ma teach you how to act. Dirty, dirty, it be shit like that. Bruno got an Uber, burner and a shooter, pointing Papa Ruga. All I see is operas, all I see is targets on the balcony. You know I got a king, the Dr. Martin Luther. You know we got a roof, you're hit with my Medusa. Holes all on me, over my computer, pole all on me. Move it for you, lose it. Mama raised a shooter, mama made me do it. Now it's holes on my phone, trying to get right back. What the fuck is on your dome with some shit like that? If he shit like that, I text him, I'ma get right back. Let off a drum, doing dabs and some shit like that. Get him blow, count pros, bitch, shit like that. In his kitchen, on the stove, trying to get right back. So what the fuck is you on with some shit like that? I'm getting money, getting bitches, bitch, shit like that. Spend some money, I be drilling, I can get right back. Man, lit, then a bitch, I'm trying to get like that. Motherfuck, who you with, bitch, shit like that. So get the fuck up out your feelings, bitch, shit like that. Shit like that. It be shit like that. Oh my G, I swear to God, it be shit like that. Shit like that. It be shit like that. Oh my G, I swear to God, it be shit like that.
Shit like that. That's the new Street single. And we just had a caller call in and ask how that whole song came about. Originally, it's Mo Dirty's song, and we all decided to get together for the fans that like underground hardcore music and put a song together in commemoration of the show we got coming up October the 6th at Warehouse Live. So we hope all the fans appreciate it that we came together and did this song, and you know what I'm saying? We're going to come out to Houston, Texas, and we're going to get busy. The double feature featuring Esham, Gangsta Nip, Mastermind, and Mo Dirty. So be there or be fucking square.
You must
be
dead, honey. I've been driving all night. What time is it?
Almost 4:30. Almost dawn. We should be home in another hour.
This man's name is Martin Gordon.
Yo, check this out. This report just in. Gangsta Nip, known to the world as the most violent, insane executioner, is running wild through the city streets of Houston. Ladies and gentlemen, he's definitely a psycho case. He's demonic. In the last past hour, we've estimated 26 slaughtering deaths. His main focus seems to be crooked cops. Police officers are being killed in the line of duty. The question is, can he be stopped? If so, who gon' do it?
A cop slapped my mama, so I had to get me. They found his leg in his car. They found his head behind Walgreens. Pressing your luck. Cops better duck. I guess them by themselves, cause I don't give a fuck. Gangsta Nip ain't a joke. You find a cop hanging bloody with a nail in his throat. Goddamn motherfucker, ho, I'm tired of this shit. 357 point blank range, call the ambulance, die, bitch. First cop I see, I'm breaking his knee. Then break inside his house and kill his whole fucking family. Gangsta Nip would go mad at the door. A bulletproof vest don't mean shit in Southport. 911 means somebody is dead. There'll be 911 cops shot in their fucking head. White motherfuckers talking that shit. The chief of police found dead with his neck split. Cuff me up, lock me up, you better beware. The 666 is still out there. You might kill me, but he ain't soft. There'll be a closet full of cops with their hands cut off.
Detroit, Michigan, this is Mo Dirty, and yeah, man, everybody should check Mo Dirty out. Mo Dirty's a boss. People ask me why I mess with Mo Dirty. Mo Dirty work hard. Mo Dirty is underground, and I support the underground.
My nigga, I do what I do. I'm fucking with me, I'm not fucking with you. I get to the money, I'm stuck to it too. If you don't hustle, it sucks to be you. Night after night, I just make it a classic. Credit is good, I got paper and plastic. Low down and dirty, upgraded my fashion. I don't answer questions, my nigga, I ask them. Test me, I pass it, catch me in traffic. Midnight tick, can't even see through the glasses. Bitch bad as hell and she thick as molasses. She got that work and be twerking that ass. Take off my shirt when she twerking that ass. Roll up some purple, yeah, that dirt and some grass. Smoke on no herb till it hurts when we laugh. Eat it and beat it and squirt on her ass. Big money talking and speak to the mass. It's cheese on your head, I know niggas need cash. Don't fall asleep cause we creep and we blast. Don't fall asleep cause we creep and we blast. Nothing to talk about, rider, we walk it out. Die when the hawk is out, line them up, chalk them out. Lanes, I just cross them out, that's what this boss about. Niggas ain't running shit, fuck is you talking about? Fuck what 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 you talking about? I'm top of clouds, I'm high as fuck. Roll up out the pound, I'm high as fuck. When I'm out of town, I'm high as fuck. On my side of town, we get high as fuck. I keep it a buck, man, I be on my shit. And the heater is tug rolling, Lisa the piss. I'm walking parole, man, my agent a bitch. Cause I never stop smoking, so dirty I piss. Stay in my zone, yeah, I stay in my zip. If niggas want beef, fam, I'm spraying the clip. I stay on the creek, lots of freaks on my dick. When I'm walking the streets with no leash on my pit. I point and he sick, boy, I love when he hit. I watch him do work till I snap and he stop. I think it's funny when broke niggas joking. To niggas with money, we laughing a lot. Most of y'all niggas be playing around. Bitch after bitch, I be laying them down. I say most of y'all niggas be playing around. Bitch after bitch, I be laying them down. I smoke so much that I don't get the munchies. I'm plugged to that Cali, cause nuggets be chunky. Yo, bitch, the truth, and I love when she suck me. She take off her panties and use them like scrunchies. Stare while she slob, you call her, she died. She stay on her job, she make my shit thrive. You saying she faithful, I bust, she say thank you. You love her to death, man, I swear to God. Dog, fuck what you talking about? 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 I'm top of clouds, I'm high as fuck. Roll up out the pound, I'm high as fuck. When I'm out of town, I'm high as fuck. On my side of town, we get high as fuck. Fuck what you talking about? 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 Fuck what you talking about?
Bye, honey.
The next morning, Betty Johnson, as usual, blew a goodbye kiss to her husband. But for the last time,
I'm just here to do what I do. Do as the players do. It's true, make a bitch boo hoo. She calling me the man cause I'm staying relevant. Not show your love and do that damn belly dance. Like a gypsy while I'm pissy like you miss me. Never treat you like you dizzy. Might treat you like I'm busy when you hit me. Nah, just jokes. I'm just bullshitting. But hold up, no the fuck this nigga dick. If you got shit in your mouth, talking loud. I don't even wanna hear it. I think it's time I show my Halloween. Up in the ear, a few years in a row, I won player of the year. I'm in the house getting announced with a shout out. So nigga, thank you for your doubt. Running your trout mouth, they wanna be like me, cause I'm GR Star MC. They wanna be me just so they can stand next to me. You got shit in your mouth, talking loud. Don't even wanna hear it. I think it's time I show my Halloween spirit and mask up. Let's go.
Mastermind. That song was called Mask Up. It's off his new album, Uranium. I got a couple new things coming up myself. I got a single that I'm going to be dropping. It's called Trust No One, and that's my official single. It'll be coming out in the next couple of weeks. I've been working really hard on my album. You know, I'm not trying to make anything that I've made before. I don't want it to sound like anything I've done before. And it's some real authentic wicked shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not none of the bullshit that's been out there. You know, I want to say people making bullshit, but this is real authentic wicked shit. It's got heavy subject matter, and it's talking about, you know, real issues that's going on with today's society. So without further ado, I'm going to pass the mic to Prez and Mac.
Mac J.
Yeah, yeah. Man, they let us out the closet and shit.
Yeah, man. He came in and just took over the show, man. What the fuck happened?
Right, motherfucker.
Eshaun the Unholy came through. Almost like a mini version of the Bomb Ass Cloudcast.
Yeah.
He does from time to time. But without further ado, let's bring him on. Here's the one and only Eshaun the Unholy. How you doing, Eshaun?
What up, though? What up, though, y'all? How y'all doing? What up, though, Scott? What up, though, Mac J?
What's good with it, E?
Oh, man. Man.
Everything, man.
It was amazing. You just came in there and just took over the show. And man, thank you for giving it back to us. Because someone could take the show and run away with
Well, no, I mean, thanks for having me, man. You know, y'all always, hospitable and accommodating to me, so I like to come on here and mess with y'all because, you know, y'all the truth over here at the Murder Master Music Show. So what we got on the agenda for today?
Well, first and foremost, you got this amazing show. You talked about it. Going down October 6th, Warehouse Live, Houston, Texas, Gangsta Nip, Mastermind, and Mo Dirty. Wow. That's all I got to say. Wow. Tell me about that. What are your thoughts on this amazing thing?
Well, being that it's the season, you know, we all coming upon the wicked season, you know, the season of the dead, you know, the day of the dead. So it's only right that we, you know, bring two of the horrorcore masters together, which is Gangsta Nip and myself, to present a double feature for y'all down there in Houston, Texas. And this is a one-night only thing. So I don't know when the next time we're going to be in Texas doing the Chainsaw Massacre, but y'all better get out there.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. You know what I'm saying? Because you guys have both been around for decades. It's better late than never.
It's been a long time coming. It's been a long time coming, and we had some super ninjas helping us to orchestrate this whole thing. And we appreciate all the people that was involved in putting this whole little concept together. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And you got a huge following, Eshaun. You got a lot of fans span around the globe. What's one thing that people would be surprised to know about you?
One thing that people would be surprised to know about me?
Yeah.
Well, I think people would be surprised to know that I love all living beings on the planet Earth. Like, I don't hate anything that's alive.
Wow, that's dope. That's dope. That's dope because, you know, in your early music, it almost seemed like you hated everything. And
I know,
you know,
I mean, but that would be surprising.
Yeah.
Well, no doubt. And plus, I was young, and, you know, it took a long time for me to become into the person that I am today. You know what I'm saying? It didn't happen overnight. But, you know, as time went on, the older I got, the more I live, the more I learn, I just come to that realization. And I think that's something that people, you know, would be surprised to know about me, that I don't, you know, I love all living beings. That's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
anything that breathes oxygen, you know what I'm saying? But they'd be surprised to know that. You know what I mean? That was a good question, though, man. That was a great question, Scott.
Thank you. Now, you asked us in 1995, along with TNT Rest in Peace and Mastermind, you asked us, do we believe in God? You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to flip it around and ask you, do you believe in God?
Yes, I do. And I also believe in myself.
There you go.
So, I mean, if that helped a lot of people out, you know, I think people get show business and reality mixed up. You know what I mean? And, you know, I just know the difference between the two. And, yeah, I do.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? That's deep. I never knew that. Let's talk a little bit about, you know what I'm saying, what's going on in America right now. First and foremost, since you're the guy that came out with Homie Don't Play, you know what I'm saying, you came out with the clown makeup on. Like I said in the last show, you look like Cesar Romero and shit from Batman. You came out with the clown makeup. What do you think of this whole clown thing that's going on? There's clowns in the woods everywhere. Schools are being closed down. What do you think about this?
I think the whole clown thing, I think America is frightened of clowns, and it probably all started with Homie the Clown. I don't know. Maybe that started these people 20 years later and being terrifying clowns and just scaring people. But then again, America needs to chill, though, because it is Halloween season. People are going to be dressed up as a lot of things. I think people are overreacting. But, you know, Homie Don't Play. That's what I think about it.
Yeah, most definitely, man. We definitely see a lot of violence that's going on in the world. War, peace. You just said, I mean, that kind of answers the question itself, because you said you love everything, you know, all living creatures. So I assume.
I mean, but you know, there's a time for everything. There's a time for war, and there's a time for peace.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean. Peace over everything, but there's a time and a place for everything, though. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just grew up on American values, so I'm all with what the country stands for. You know what I mean? What's inbred in us, you know, as Americans. Everything that's about this place is all inside of me.
Yeah. Well,
the good,
about,
the bad,
like,
and
the
ugly.
Like, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Yeah, it's all a part of all of us, though. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. You're right. It is, man. There's a good side and a bad side to everything. What about, you know, what's going on right now with the cops? I mean, a lot of people are getting killed.
I mean,
cell phone footage. What's your stance on that?
I mean, you know, as a black man in America, it's a crazy time right now to be, you know, a black man. You know, to be the most feared thing on the planet. It's just like, you know, they looking at us like we walking around like lions out of a zoo that need to be tamed in some kind of way, you know. And I just think this shit's been going on, man. We've been talking about this shit for 30 years, you know. Police brutality is nothing new. And people don't get it twisted. You know, this is cops and robbers. You know what I'm saying? So if you go out here and you want to be a part of the cops, those are the supposedly good guys. So those are the guys that's out here doing the job. If you're going to be a part of the robbers and the criminals and crooks, you got to take everything that come with that. So if you get killed out here playing cops and robbers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just a part of the game. You can't be mad at the cops for killing the robbers. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa, I would say, but still. You know, they got the law on their side, so you can't be out here committing crimes and thinking people supposed to, you know, sympathize with you in some type of way. It's just not how it works. It's unrealistic. And, you know, I would just say it, like, Black Lives Matter, that's not a movement I'm a part of like that. Like, every life matter in a sense. You know, I know what people saying, but that's not something that I subscribe to, you know, because, you know, the world is looking at even that movement and what people do standing in the freeway and just being just stupid about shit. Like, I don't represent that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just represent right and wrong, and murder don't hide no color. You know what I'm saying? So that's it.
Yeah. Life is easily taken as it's given. That's for damn sure.
Exactly.
You know, That's what's up. How's your brother, Dead Boy, doing? I haven't talked to him in years.
Oh, all right? Dead Boy is in a good place, man. You know, he got himself a job. You know, he's working. He's keeping his mind busy. He hasn't had any episodes, you know. He's in a very good place. But for somebody like him that's, you know, in and out of reality, jumping through portals, I would say he's been in our realm for quite some time now. And, you know, he's pleasant to be around. So he's in a good place, man. he sent everybody a shout out all around the world. He be like, thanks for the support and, you know, just checking in on him from time to time. You know, he appreciate that. So he's doing really well. But let me knock on wood. Let me knock on some wood. Because, you know, wood. Tomorrow is a new day. But anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. Knock on wood for Devoy. Shout out to Devoy.
I know.
What does I support the underground mean to you? I mean, I know what it means to me because you know me. I support the fucking underground, and you are the underground. You're from the underground. But what does it mean to you in 2016?
I mean, it's not just a slogan. You know what I'm saying? It's a way of life. Like, supporting the underground is the things that the Murder Master Music Show do. You know, we all kind of do this thing out of the love for the art. You know what I'm saying? So supporting the underground is not just a slogan. It's not just something you hear me saying. It's something that I actually take part in and do. You know, I buy people's records. I go to concerts. And I support people that I'm interested in. And that's what I advise everybody to do, get out there and support the arts, you know. Support the underground, that's what it means to me. Showing somebody that might not necessarily get love, showing them some love. Like, you know, going outside of the normal box of where you get your entertainment information or whatever from, and digging a little deeper, digging in the crates, keeping your ear to the street, and you might pick up on something new that you never heard before, you know, and that's supporting the underground. So, you
that's
know.
Real shit. That's real shit. One thing I admit I'm guilty of, I used to kind of have the doors closed here to a lot of stuff, and then I started getting emails from a lot of younger cats here sending me music, and these guys are super talented. It's like I gotta put these guys on. Shout out to the homie from Saginaw, from your neck of the woods, the kid BTG, part of the Scan. He's actually part of the Scanlon's family bloodline. So shout out to him. But yeah, we gotta support the underground, man.
No doubt, and like I say, it's not an age limit either, though. You know, I like a lot of the younger cats coming up too. You know, a lot of people talk stuff about these cats, but they just not giving them a chance. Like, these dudes is out here having fun, and it's all hip-hop. You know, you just got to listen to it. A lot of people got to close their mouths and open their ears, and maybe they'll be open to some new ideas. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you've always experimented, and you've went in the directions that a lot of people never went in before. You know, so I can understand where you're coming from. Because, you know, I mean, you're a musical person. But, hey, we got a cat on the line. I believe it's the homie Brandon. He's got a question for you. Brandon from Pittsburgh, Hell's Heavyweights. How you doing, Brandon?
Yo, what up, Prez? He's Sean.
What up, though? What up, though?
What up, though, man? What up, though? Yo, man, I've been following you for, man, since I was a little kid, man. You're my favorite, you know, been one of my favorite artists my whole life, man. And what I wanted to ask you, though, man, is, your whole career, man, like, the odds have been stacked against you, man, but you've always seemed to, you know, overcome everything. You've pretty much done everything that can be done in the game, man. Like, what keeps you going, man?
What keeps me going? That was a sweet question, Brandon. I mean, man, what everybody does this for different reasons, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, paints a picture for different reasons, you know what I'm saying? In my mind, I might think that some of the things that I'm doing is actually helping somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, and of course, my family and stuff like that, they've always been supportive of me. They the ones, they keep me going, even though I probably, you know, would have stopped a long time ago just on the, you know, the pressures of the game, you know, pressure of a bust a pipe. You know, but like I say, the thing that keep me going is I really think sometimes I got something to say. You know what I'm saying? And I think that, you know, it might help somebody, you know, one day. And I hope it do, you know what I'm saying? And that's what really keep me going. A lot of people tell me some of the things that I've done have helped them. And, you know, the people keep me going. You know, and that's what it is. The people keep me going, my family. And like I say, just the other shit I just said. I'm smoking a blunt, too. I'm fucking high, though, so you got to forgive
me. Hell
yeah. But, you know, everything that's too. Just real, though, man. Even you calling in,
right,
like, this shit keep me going. Like, shit, I, you know, me and Scott talk all the time. I be thinking ain't nobody listening to this shit. You know what I'm saying? So you never know.
Right.
So even this conversation is fucking keeping me going, bro. So thank you, motherfucker.
Right on. Hey, Sean, I was just about to ask you, like, for real, like, with it being the days of the internet and shit, how you feel about motherfuckers that be, trolling or got negative shit to say about the shit that you're doing, especially your legacy. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, words is like bullets. You know what I'm saying? People shoot bullets at you all the time, you know? And if in the real world, you don't want nobody shooting no bullets at you, but sometimes you can't avoid that shit. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, I read it. You know what I'm saying? I just take it in, you know, process it and push it back out, but in a positive way. I take in the negative and then come back in a positive way. You know what I'm saying? And just try to be positive, even though somebody might be being negative to me, or I might hear a million negative things, and that's just going to make me go do a million positive things and try to help people and try to do better as a person. So that's what I get from it. I get, you know, the reverse of what they're trying to actually do.
Yeah, I feel you on that, because shit, like, I used to go in, like, when I check out the YouTube comments and shit on our shit, man. I used to, and prayers was like, man, you can't battle all these motherfuckers. You just
right.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? Right. But you know what? You
people.
Can battle them with some positivity, man. That beats everything.
Yeah, you're right.
Even if somebody coming at you negative, you know. And you know, the music we make is hardcore, you know. But sometimes, like, there's a message in there. You know, I'm just not, you know, rambling. Like, sometimes I am. I'm guilty of that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm really trying to get a message out there, and I just want people to be positive despite the dark imagery from my art. You know, I hope they learn
right.
that from me. Like, damn, bro is always positive in the midst of the twist of the bullshit.
Right.
You feel me? So,
right.
Damn,
I'm glad you said art.
Positive
mm-hmm.
stuff. Like
yep.
I said in my review, was grown. A lot of it was grown folk music, man. You know, say it was a real deep album. You can get a lot from it. I can't wait to hear what you got coming in the future, so we'll be looking forward to that as well. But another thing I wanted to ask you, too, is, you know what I'm saying, what can an artist do today to help the culture instead of destroy it? What can they do to help build it up and bring a more positive light around it?
Well, you know, once again, you know, we're all just sharing ideas and images and sounds with each other, right? So what an artist can do to help the culture is not remake images and sounds that you already seen. You know, don't,
yeah.
you know, keep doing what you seen somebody do. You know, we're looking for new ideas, you know. We already know about the Big Mac and the Whopper. You know, you need to come
right.
with something new, a new recipe, and then we'll feel you, and then we'll embrace you, you know. Don't just do something because you see it working for somebody else, and that's what an artist can do. Like, add something to the feast, like bring a dish to the table. Don't just come to the table with a knife and fork. You know what I'm saying? Like, bring something to the table.
Yeah.
Hell
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
That's some killers. Down, boy. That's some killers. They're going to kill somebody.
Right.
They hear me. They're like, they hungry.
Right.
My bad. Right, man. They good though. So my babies. Anyway.
Yeah, most definitely.
Go
let's
ahead.
Bring on,
go ahead.
Let's bring on another caller. We got somebody all the way from France. What's up, Sin? He calls into the show. You got a question for homie Isham?
Yeah. Hi, Scott. Hi, man. Hi, Mike J. Hi, Hisham. It's Cynic Self's Better Dog Archives. Yeah, I got a question about for you, Hisham. One day in the it's Murder Dog magazine, you sent down in the history of Detroit in Detroit hip hop. You love it like in a parallel universe because you never had the recognition you deserve, and also Detroit rappers stole your ideas without mentioning you. Tell us about this situation.
Well, I wouldn't say they stole it. I inspired them. You know what I'm saying? I would just say I inspired a lot of people from Detroit. And as far as recognition, you know, living proof is more recognition than I need. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
We can just keep living, and that'll be the proof and the recognition. But, you know, I just inspired people, man. I don't even think about it like people stole ideas from me or nothing like that. I just look at it like, you know, one day I inspired them to do something positive, and hopefully they help some people along the way or even share the knowledge. It's just like if
right.
you cook a recipe, you don't claim the recipe. I'm not going to tell you that I made up spaghetti and meatballs. I might can make
right.
the shit out of some spaghetti and meatballs, but I'm not going to tell you I invented it. You know, people just
exactly.
need to, you know, just give credit where credit is due, and if not, you know, everybody know you didn't, you know, you didn't make spaghetti and meatballs up, you know, you're just copying the recipe, but it's all good. But yeah, man,
answering questions like the way you just answered that's kind of what defines legacy and how you become legendary, man. You know what I'm saying? Because the shine is there even when everybody else can't see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've been doing your damn thing.
I appreciate that, sir. I appreciate
either
that.
Way it go, you know what I'm saying, whether they want to give you the recognition or not. If like you said, if it's only one person that you helped with what you was doing, that shit going to continue on, you know what I'm saying, because they're going to tell the next person, they're going to tell the next person, they're going to tell the next person.
And that's all we can do throughout time, and let's hope we keep that positive ripple going, you know, because it's just too much negative shit out here anyway, man, but it's all good, though, you know what I mean?
That's why I love seeing you and Nip come together and doing this show and everything. That's a real positive thing, you know. It's good.
I just want to give it a shout out
you and other artists as well, too.
Yeah,
like
shout out to my brother Nip, man.
Jay Paul and brother
Nip
on together, you know, or you and Crunchy Black. You know what I'm saying? I just want to keep seeing.
Well, I mean, we don't know what the future is holding.
Yeah.
I keep everything positive, but what we got on the table right now is that October 6th at the Warehouse Live, and Brother Nip was instrumental on putting this whole thing together, and we just want to send him some love and some blessings, too, because, you know, he helped us out on this, man. You know, it's a lot of people that, you know, don't want to get in the game and play ball, and Brother Nip was willing to do all of that, and, you know, he put a lot on the line for this, and, you know, we appreciate him, and that's, you know, we want to let him know that, and everybody in Houston, Texas, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Houston, the legendary city for music. Shout out to Brother Nip. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
He's definitely a favorite over here at the Murder Master Music Show. Hopefully he'll give us a holler. But I wanted to ask you this. I mean, you pretty much summed it up. You know, how much have you changed since your first album? Because, you know, I could see the growth in you, not only as an artist, but as a human being. But how much have you changed from your mouth?
I mean, we all change, you know, we changing every day, you know what I'm saying? If I don't shave, shit, I'll change in 30 days. I look like the Wolf Man, you feel me? So we all are evolving, you know? It just took me time to realize that how much we was changing every day and just going through time and stuff like that. So, you know, of course I change, you know what I'm saying? But it's a change for the better, you know? I was just a seed then, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm like a big-ass tree, you know what I'm saying? In the ground with roots and all that. So everybody got to change, and hopefully you be lucky enough to change. You know, you be blessed enough to change. That's, you know, that's what it is. Did my line go off?
Right. No, I thought my line went off.
I'm like, damn, the Matrix, they got us. The agent, we got to get out of here. You know it.
Hell yeah. But if you like, I see some dudes on Facebook today when I had posted a flyer at the show that we doing right now, and they was like, yeah, Eshawn, he in my top five most definitely. Who some of the guys in your top five, dead or alive?
Top five. Oh, let me think about that right quick. Top five. Okay. Shit. It's so many. You know what I'm saying? It's so, you know, I love everybody, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to just, I have to say my top five, all right? No particular order, okay?
Right.
I'll give you five. If I don't give a fuck what these niggas did in their personal life, neither. Whatever you can do, these niggas is caught up in, I don't give a fuck. You know, that's not my fucking business. You know what I'm saying? I don't care.
Right.
You know, I'm not the Harvey from TMZ. I don't give a fuck about
the
paparazzi shit.
Right. It's just only top five right here.
Right,
you know,
top five. I would start my list off, you know, no particular order. KRS-One, I have to be on my list. Shit, well, I'm going to just say Ghetto Boys because, you know, that's like one person to me. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's three of them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like KRS-One, then I'm going to say Ghetto Boys. Like, that's my one. You know, like, no particular order, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know they three different
just
people, but Ghetto Boys.
Ghetto Boys as a collective. right.
Yeah. Shit, Run DMC.
Okay.
What's that, three?
Yep. Ooh, it's getting intense. I'm sitting there wondering who you gonna say and shit.
I put Run Them in there. I don't want to scratch Run Them off, but you know, no, I'm gonna leave Run Them in there. Run Them did some good shit, man. Run Them showed us how to be cool, man. Like, you know, we still dressing like Run Them. All my shit is. Anyway, okay, I'm gonna leave Run Them in there. So okay, I'm gonna have to say fucking I said three. Give me a second. My brain, I got an old-ass Passario brain I'm working with. I ain't on that new shit. I bought chicken.
Right.
Take a minute to
so
think
many
of the shit.
Like you said.
Yeah.
You said
it's so many.
So many. Yep.
Let me, top five. All right. I'm going to have to say E-40.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Now, I'm thinking about no particular order. I mean, you know, classic. You know, but just top five, like, I said E-40, damn. What was that? That's four? Is that four?
Yep, yeah. That's four.
Damn, I didn't put E-40 in the mix. All right, let me see. I'm going to have to throw a wild card in there, y'all. Wild card on y'all. Y'all might have to do some homework. Derek B.
Derek B.
Yeah, this guy was from London. They were sweet as hell, though. But it's so many. Derek B. number three. I don't want to put Derek B. in them. Scratch Derek B. He got to be from America. All right, wait. But Derek B. was nice, though. I got so many, though. This is my last one, and this would be one. Shit. In no particular order on the other dudes, I said, I was just like top five. And I damn near. I probably would have to say Tupac.
Yeah, Pac.
Oh, yeah. Would be my last one. But Pac always on everybody's list. You know, and it's not like that's my number one pick, but I was like, if I had some cards, you know what I'm saying, I'm playing, like, that would be my top five, though. And, you know, of course, Biggie and all that, but I'm just saying, like, I don't even consider Pac and them new school or nothing like that. It's just like everybody put them on their list. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to, like, that's
you're
everybody's
trying to
list.
Think outside the box, right?
Right, but I like Derek B, though. No, I like Derek B, though, but Pac is classic. You know, I love Pac, Biggie, all that, but I put Derek B on my list. Scratch Pac. I had somebody else telling me Tupac. I'm going to just tell y'all the real. Somebody was right here, like, Tupac. But I love Tupac. You know what I'm saying? And I love Tupac. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I met Tupac like one time in my life. You know what I'm saying? And it was a crazy story. You know, we was at Jack the Rapper. I'll just kick it right quick. We was at Jack the Rapper. I don't know what year it was. It was like maybe like, I want to say 1995. Snoop Dogg was just about to drop or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Anyway. Tupac was at Jack the Rapper. This was before he signed to Death Row and all that shit, before the rape case and all that, I think. Anyway, I hate to bring that up. Scratch that from the record. But, shit, I was out there passing out fucking Kill the Fetus tapes, me and T. And everybody was out there. The whole, they don't even do shit like this no more. That shit was like rapper heaven. I wish somebody throw a fucking Jack the Rapper. I don't think it was Luke. It was a whole bunch of people involved, like all the record companies, the whole industry. Like, they were spending all these millions of dollars and shit. It was ridiculous. It was like Freaknik on steroids, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anyway, that shit was bananas. We was in the whole hotel, whatever the fuck it was, the Hyatt, the Hilton, I forget, you know what I'm saying? It was down in Miami. That's where we was at. It was in Miami. And motherfucking, the hotel we was at was probably in Bell Harbor. It was the Nico. They changed it to something else by now, but some fancy, swanky-ass hotel. Anyway, we passing out motherfucking Kill the Fetus CDs and shit, and then I was like, you know, Tupac was standing right there, and the funny thing about Tupac, he had on his purple Carl Kanai outfit, and I had the same fucking outfit on.
Hey,
yeah, it was looking at it.
Shit though, man.
It was back in the day. You know how you see another motherfucker with the same outfit on, you'd be like, oh my God, this motherfucker got the same outfit. But it was all good because it was Tupac, you know what I'm saying? But he didn't know who the fuck I was, you know what I'm saying? But still, he was like, damn, you know, this nigga got this outfit on. Maybe. But at the same time, You know, I gave him a Kill the Fetus tape, and he was like, oh, man, I got my own group, so I ain't trying to sign nobody and shit. And I was like, no, dog, I'm just promoting shit, you know, just trying to get my shit out there, whatever and shit. And, you know, he kind of curbed me, you know, because it's Tupac and shit, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, cool. So he kind of, you know, it was kind of bold what he did, how he played me, like, you know, like he kind of played me, like, to the left a little bit, right? He still took the tape, right? So I was in the hotel. We still kicking it in. We, you know, passing tapes out, you know, just politicking with people. And I seen MC Bree, you know, MC Bree from, you know, Michigan. So we all buddy. Hey, what up, Bree? Bree like, oh, what up? I think he wanted some kush or something. You know, we had some kush. I gave him some weed. And then Bree was like, Pop, this my boy E. And then introduced me to Tupac like that. You know what I'm saying? And then Tupac looked at me and was like, oh, this is my man that was downstairs. And he was like, look, man, you know, I wasn't trying to be like that. You know, keep doing your motherfucking thing, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, he cleared that shit up, dog. And I was like, Pop wasn't no, he wasn't no dude like that. You know what I'm saying? People be thinking, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was just all, but he cleared that shit up, and I thought that was real sweet, though. But that's my Tupac story.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Anyway, they got some kush and shit, and it was all to the good. Everybody was happy and shit.
Rest in peace to Breed and Tupac, man. Two of the all time. We got another caller. I'm gonna bring on this caller. I don't even know who it is. Hey, what's up? How you doing? Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show.
Welcome.
What up, though?
Boy.
What's up, with you, brother? Gangsta Nip, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Just kicking back from the day's hustle, man. Trying to finish up this album, man. New album coming out, Soldiers Only. You know, February, the greatest horrors. So I'm just working, man. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get it.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And you got a show coming up here, The Sixth with Eshawn. That's amazing, man. What's it like to finally get together and network with Eshawn?
Oh, man, that's great, man. You know, that brother has a real good spirit, man. I've been talking about him a lot on the street, letting people know, man, and talking about, my assistants, my people, man. I just like Esham's, his spirit is good. I feel good about, you know, collabing and working with the brother, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we have to do, man, you know, as artists. We have to come together. You know, and we just got to build the genre higher than what it is. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to the homie Esham, you know, with the acid rap. You know, the kingdom.
What up, Nick?
You already know. You know what I'm saying? We're just out here, man.
Already,
you know. And shout out to Mo Dirty, you know what I'm saying? Mastermind is all love with me, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just happy to be a part of it, man. You know, one thing about me, you know, I'm a good dude, so, you know, once I feel the spirit, then I'm with it. And
yeah,
that's how it went down, man, you know, so it's a blessing.
You heard it. It just put you and Esham to chop it up a bit.
Oh, yeah, you know, his people, you know, I knew people from that he did songs with, and they knew little cats that I've done songs with, and then, you know, we were able to, you know, get together. You know, and finally get in contact with each other and make it happen. You know, this should have happened a long time ago, but you know, God has a way to make everything happen when it's supposed to happen. You know what I'm saying? You know, we both been in the game a long time. You know, and to finally get together and do it, you know, that's a blessing, man. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
So, you know, everywhere I go, we think, you know, hardcore, acid rap. You know, I always hear his name come up, you know what I'm saying? I know he'll probably hear my name come up. So, it's just a blessing, man, for us to be able to finally, you know, get together, you know, work together. We just did a song together, you know, and just get it popping. You know, hopefully we can do more things together in the future, you know. And that's what we have to do. A lot of cats, you know, they don't want to get together. You know, they want to stay, you know, ununified. You know, we can't do nothing if we're not unified, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just what it is. You know, it's
right. I was just about to say that, Nip. And plus, it can help, you know, for some of these younger guys and guys that's even not even that so much younger that grew up off y'all music could be like, shit, if they doing that shit, man, I know we could do that type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
There'll be no animosity. You know, it ain't always
it
got some fuck shit for some people to check it out. Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That sound like Mac Jizzle. That's Mac Jizzle?
Yeah, this Mac.
Mac J.
That's what I'm talking about already. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but, you know, that's what it is, man. We got to bring this shit together. You know what I'm saying? That's how gangster rap, you know, took off. It took off because it was a lot of people, you know, jumping on each other's songs, you know, shows or whatever, you know what I'm saying? We have to build the, you know what I'm saying, the genres up, you know. You know, it's so much individualism. You can't do anything, you know, as one person. You know what I'm saying? You have to do it in a collective manner, and that's the difference, you know what I'm saying? So that's the blessing of it, man. It's unity. If it ain't no unity, then, you know, we won't raise up, you know? And that's
what
it is.
We definitely going to raise up. So everybody come check me out. Check Gangsta Nip out October the 6th at the Warehouse Live in Houston, Texas.
Already.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
My man. Shit, I just feel good about it, man. Listen, y'all, I want to thank y'all for doing this interview with me. I want to thank y'all for having me. I definitely got to do something. My dog is ripping down the street. I got to go grab him. I want to say God bless. Thank y'all. Thank you, Brother Nip. And I'm going to see y'all on October 6th in Houston, Texas.
Yes,
take
right
care
on,
of y'all.
Man.
All right, peace, y'all.
Right
have a good one.
But that's what's up. That's what's up. Shout out to Isham. Thanks for coming through. Nip, we got you on the line. We're going to bring you on, of course, you know what I'm saying, for the Soldiers Only album. Can you tell us a little bit about it? How far along are you in the recording process?
Oh, man, I'm actually like three more songs left. You know, I'm really actually done, but I'm just adding. I just got, you know, three more good gorilla tracks, man, that must be. You know, that must be on the album. I wish I could have got you something, man, real quick to play real quick, man. That Soldiers Only album, it's three levels up on the Street Messiah album, you know what I'm saying? It's hard, you know what I'm saying? It's kinda like a gangster Nip album, man, you know what I'm saying? But it's conscious. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Wow.
Tracks are two or three times harder than the Street Messiah's tracks, you know, Nip make appearances, you know, all through the album, man. You know, this shit is crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I know you got a old boy, what's his name, Boss on some of your beats. You be sounding good on
his
shit. You got some hard-ass beats, man.
Man, you know what's so crazy, Mac? Do you know Boss... Boss haven't did a track on this album.
Oh, he didn't.
That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Look, I got my homie named D-Tag out of the Netherlands.
Okay.
Say, man. He two levels up. And you know Boss a gorilla.
Right.
Man, this dude,
yeah,
he,
Boss
this
is,
dude,
yeah,
he,
oh yeah.
Hey, this dude here two levels up, man. I wish I can email this one or two songs to you real quick. You can get that
shit,
hoe while we're on.
Send one to my email. If you can get one to my email, I'll upload it real fast, and we'll play it before the show's over if you want to.
Man, this motherfucker. Yeah, I'm trying to do it right now while we're on the phone, man. This shit's so, you know what I'm saying? This shit is, you know, then it's so conscious, man. All this, you know, Colin Kaepernick stuff going on and, you know, it's just, you know, it's crazy. So it's kind of hard to just, you know, ignore, you know, what's going on. That's what killed me about, you know, a lot of the new rappers. You know, at some point, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, we have to still talk about worldly events. We can't just party. You know, playtime is over. We're in the last day. You know what I'm saying? So playtime is over. You know what
it's
I'm
definitely
saying?
Getting to the point of almost no return. It almost feels like the toilet's been flushed. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of scary right now, man. On a lot of levels.
Hey, Fred. prayers. You want me to hit you with the Sky on the Sky Beta?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'll get that. I'm in there right now, man. I'll get that, and they'll say we'll upload this. But yeah, you're right, Nip. It's you gotta people gotta address what's going on. You know,
I definitely salute
you for that.
We have to, man. I'm sending you I just sent one, man. I'm gonna send you one more. I'm gonna send you Already and Nothing But the Real. Oh man.
I got one right now. I got Already.
You know what I'm saying?
That's your tagline, man. That's your tagline. Already.
You almost had to make a song already. That's why I just decided to go ahead and make it, man. That's my tag, you know what I'm saying? You know,
totally shitty,
already.
Yeah.
Already.
We're gonna upload that here right now.
I think I just sent you the Nothing But the Real too.
Okay. Let me upload this one. Now I'm gonna get another. We did this with SIBO, man. SIBO was real cool. He sent us tracks while we were in the air. We got to debut a track that he'd even put out for what, a year and a half, Mac? Something like that.
Yeah, like they was just making that shit. I think he said he had just got it.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
crazy.
Mac, this shit hot, man. You know what I'm saying?
I already know.
You know what I'm saying? For me, you know, man, for me not to use Boss, think about it. Because
that boy got some badass beats, and like you fit so perfect on, it's like the shit be almost tailor-made, almost, seem like.
Man, you know what I'm saying?
He's a beast.
That's why, you know. That's why I be trying to let people know I'm not a racist, you know what I'm saying? My producer's white. My engineer is white. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This boy D-Tag, Trey, man. Yeah. He's a motherfucking gorilla. Did you get the Nothing But the Real, Prezzo?
Yeah, I just got that, too. And, matter of fact, Already is almost ready to go. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be playing that here in just a second.
Run with me.
Yeah,
Mac,
let
me know what you think.
All right, Already. You know I will, Nip.
Oh, yeah, definitely,
yeah,
definitely, man. We're gonna, the homie from France wants to ask you a question real quick, Nip. Let me bring out Sin. Sin, what's up? You're on the line with Nip.
What's up, Scott? What's up, Brother Nip? It's Felix of Spitter Dog Archives. I have a question just for you. You as a hardcore creator, is for you the late Lord Infamous was like a mystic sound for you? He always claimed you was his inspiration. He was the only hardcore rapper get you props. He never had weak rhymes as you, he had complex lyrics and genius abilities, metaphorics. Tell us about you, how you like a lot of the most back in the day, and how you perceive his loss now.
Oh, yeah, you know, Lord Infamous, man, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, man, first of all, rest in peace. You know,
right.
he always, you know, him, Triple Six, you know, Mafia, they always gave me love. They always showed me love. They never... You know, they never not gave me props. You know, I was at the show, you know, last year with DJ Paul. You know, we remember prayers, you posted all the pictures and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I remember that shit, too.
Classic. You,
yeah.
What was it?
You know what I'm saying?
Coop.
Crunchy and Coop.
Crunchy and Coop.
Paul
Crunchy.
And Willie D.
Point
I mean, that's a
point
historical
blank.
Picture.
Yeah, Point Blank
point
was
blank
in there.
Willie D.
Point
you know
blank.
What I'm saying? So... You know, I love, you know what I'm saying? I love 3-6, you know what I'm saying? I love them brothers down to earth. You know, but what I like about them the most, like if you check on the back of the albums, they always gave me props. They never fronted, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They never fronted from giving me props, you know, and that's what I love about them, you know, the most, and I appreciate that. That's why I'm always, you know what I'm saying, when they shit drop, I'm always get DJ Paul's shit, Triple you know what I'm saying, 666 Mafia. I'm going to get all that shit. Juicy J, you know, I'm going to get all of that shit just, you know what I'm saying, just to show love because they always show me love. They never, you know, they never fronted on me. Never.
Yo, brother, look, man, this is Brandon Patrick, man. I'm from Pittsburgh. I've been on the line this whole time, man. I was just letting you chop it up. But I wanted to jump in and tell you, man, like, I've been down with you for a long time, and actually that 36 Mafia is the way that I discovered you was
really?
I don't remember what album it was, but I mean, I was young, man. It's a long time ago, but I remember, like, I used to be, like, you know, like a nerd about shit. Like, I'd be reading, like, the thank yous in the booklets, and I, like, there's a rapper I ain't heard of, I'd look him up. And when I first heard you, like, I thought you was from Memphis, you know what I mean? Because of them, you know what I mean? But then, like, I started getting into it, realizing Texas and all that. But yeah, that's how I found you with them, man. And I've been down with them for, you know, a long time, man. But yeah, that's how I found you, man, was through them. They always shouted you out, man.
But see, and that's what I'm saying. See, you know, when you're sincere about showing love, somebody's always going to see it and always going to spread it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I put the brother on the back of my album. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace. You know, my album.
Right, about to say on the back of the God album and shit. Yeah, you put us on the back of that motherfucker too.
You know what I'm saying?
Shouts out
already,
to you for that.
You
know,
yep.
Yeah, shout, you know?
Yeah, that's one of the highlights of you know, my career, you know, being on one of your albums. You know, say representing the Murder Man's Music Show, man. So I'm forever indebted to you for that. Much props, Nip. Here's already. You want to intro this for us, Nip?
Yes, sir, man. It's, you know what I'm saying, one of the singles off the album, Already. You know what I'm saying? If you're on Facebook with me, you know I'm always saying Already. So I just decided to make a song about it. You know, it's conscious rap, no cursing. You know what I'm saying? But you will feel me. Already.
Nothing like an idiot. Get it? You want a battle? Cool, I'm with it.
Already, 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 already.
I don't bought no rapper. Nothing like an idiot. A battle, cool, I'm with it.
Already, 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 already.
I don't bar no rapper.
Brother Nip is so sinister, I rip you apart. Hard rhymes that sting worse than poisonous darts. When it enters in your body, then it takes it over. Statutory rape, then it rapes it over. Beware, I'm still hard just like a boulder. Sledgehammer type of punchlines cracking your shoulder. You know the sound when you crack them nuts. That's the same type of sound when your bones give up. If you ever want a battle, I'ma have to trip. You ever seen a bird flying with a fractured hip? See, he moving too slow, but he can't elevate. Cause if he fly too high, the other side might break.
Hey.
I don't fear no rapper, I impose my will. When I hear voices say, him, you supposed to kill. When I step inside the room, you supposed to kneel. Get in the ring with brother near blood, supposed to spill.
Hey.
Nothing like an idiot. Get it? You want a battle? Cool, I'm with it.
Already, 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 already.
I don't bar no rapper. Nothing like an idiot. Get it? You want a battle? Cool, I'm with it.
Already, 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 already.
I don't bar no rapper.
I don't have to be lyrical. Born a miracle.
Hey.
My delivery is forceful, forcefully physical. He's almost dead, but they said he's livable. Paramedics pronounce that his condition is critical. Rappers, it don't matter if you're a boy or a girl. I'll murder you in horrorcore and slay you in the conscious world. Then try to blow out your cranium. If he's your hardest rapper, homie, keep on bringing him. Make sure that he's harder than the one that you first brung.
Why?
The second one will die the second the hearse comes. Then bring the third one on to the seventh one. Kyle Gangsta Nip and watch him eat the 11th one. If that was to happen, I'ma drop the mic.
Hey.
And ask Gangsta Nip if he would drop the knife.
No.
You can give anybody, invite one. The knife that he put down, I'll pick up and slice one.
Nothing like an idiot. Get it? You want a battle? Cool, I'm with it.
Already, 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 already.
I don't bar no rapper. Nothing like an idiot. Get it? You want a battle? Cool, I'm with it.
Already, 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 already.
I don't bar no rapper.
I don't mean to brag or boast, but I'm brilliant. Undefeated in a battle, treacherously resilient.
Hey.
You pick the crowd, I'll pick the scissors. You pick the crickets, I'll pick the lizards.
Yeah.
I'm a shapeshifter. I can turn into a beast with the mind state of Hannibal. Kissing the hand of
Clarice.
You can kill that mess, cause heart is the one thing you never possessed. And I got that, man is deeply rooted. I ain't talking batteries, I'm talking murders included. If you feel like a frog, homie, jump, you dig. I'ma hit you with that sawed off pump, you dig.
What else?
Now watch yourself when you're messing with Nip. Somersault, front touch, try to turn you a flip. If I see you in a battle, I'm taking whoever won. Raised by Jay Prince and backed by Farrakhan.
Hey, nothing like an idiot. Get it? You want a battle? Cool, I'm with it.
Already, 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 already.
I don't part no rapper. Nothing like an idiot. Get it? You want a battle? Cool, I'm with it.
Already, 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 already.
I don't part no rapper.
Ready. Already. Shit.
Mac J. Going
in on that.
Man, I can hear like Reddy Red scratching all over that motherfucking shit. That shit dope,
you know what I'm
man.
Already, man. I'm telling you. That shit dope.
That would be, hey, Mac J just sparked an idea. That would, have you ever thought of sending a track over to Red and have him cut on it? Do some of his magic. That would be dope as hell.
Already. See, you know me. I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Mac, you like that shit, Mac?
Hell yeah, man! That shit go right there. The brutality of the lyrics is right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm anxious to hear the whole album and shit now.
You know what I'm saying? That funked out ass track, that whole club, that whole whatever you want to make it, and this battle.
Now that song right there, that was produced by the dude from the Netherlands. That one right there.
Yeah, that's produced by my homie D-Tag. That boy's a gorilla, man.
Right, I'm about to say he nice with it.
I'm telling you, he's nice with it. You know what I'm saying? He nice. You see how clear my shit is? That shit clear too. God damn,
yeah,
that
the quality of your music has always been real crisp and clear. Whoever does your mastering is phenomenal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll ask you, man, all you guys put out good quality music. You're not gonna waste your money by buying your CDs. That's for damn sure.
That's my homeboy. Jay Blast for Blast Off Studios. You know what I'm saying? He's white also, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? These cats, man, you know, I'm colorblind when it comes to music. You know what I'm saying? Whoever got it, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Shit, now, Fred, you got me hyped. I want to hear that Nothing But The Real now.
I got to get that one up there.
That shit goes in, man.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I had a song on an album called Speak for the Dead, where I'm talking about all the brothers that got killed, you know what I'm saying, by the crooked cops.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Man, this shit been crazy. Every day. A little kid just got killed the other day, man.
Yeah, by some cops. That one right there touched, you know. That one gonna touch your soul right there.
They're innocent. Everybody that's getting gunned down, you know, they ain't did nothing wrong. They're crying like I told Red used to sell cigarettes when he was in the homeless mission. I said that could have been you that got choked out. You sell CDs. You know what I'm saying? Guy got killed for selling CDs. So it's just crazy.
Right.
It's crazy, the shit that's going on in
2020. Yeah, that shit, man. It's out of control now. You know what I'm saying? Hell, I'm sitting up here trying to find this speak. I'm trying to find this speak for the dead. Hell, I really wanna give you that one too. You know what I'm saying? But
thanks for letting us approve it. But we got it, Nip. It uploaded.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? This is hardcore shit, man. You know what I'm saying? It's this real life ass shit gangster. You know what I'm saying? But it's conscious. But at the same time, you'll feel, you know, you're going to feel the gangsterism in it. Track is ridiculous. Shout out to D-Tag. You know, it's just an honor, man, you know, to be working with this brother, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's my brother. I don't care if he's white or not. He's my brother. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I respect him. And you, like that, like the first one, you know, the already, you see the energy, you feel the adrenaline, you know what I'm saying? So let's just kick this real shit real quick. Run that shit, Prezzo. Nothing but the real.
Nothing but UGF for life.
Nothing but the real is.
I'm kicking nothing but the real is.
Real soldiers, you can feel this.
Real soldiers, you can feel it.
Mess
hey.
Around and you'll get killed quick.
Mess around, you get killed quick.
Trying to tell you what the deal is.
Trying to tell you what the deal is.
See where I'm from, you're done. If you come into a fight and you don't have a gun, see you got two choices, you must do one. Either you shoot back or you break out and run.
Hey.
And don't nobody fight with they fist. I'm from the mean streets of Houston where Jay Prince run this. Believe that, player, I'm just spitting the real. Don't be asking all them questions cause that might get you killed. This is H-Town, daddy, where we ride on by. When we shooting in your window, either hide or die. Product of my environment, so don't ask why. Reload and turn around, then we pass back by. See, that's the problem, all the love is gone. So I have to ask the question, where did we go wrong? If you wanna get it right, we gon' have to change. Until we remove the enemy, it will stay the same. Hey,
nothing but the real-ish.
I'm kicking nothing but the real-ish.
Real soldiers, you can feel this.
Real soldiers, you can feel it.
Mess around and you'll get killed quick.
Mess around, you get killed quick.
Trying to tell you what the deal is.
Trying to tell you what the deal is.
Injustice in the world, then you have to speak. You have the nerve to try to get mad at Colin Kaepernick just because he had the guts and the courage to man up. Sometimes you gotta sit down in order to stand up like a man. Cause on the streets we call that trill. Now the whole world's looking like this brother is real. See, he gained my respect, so to me that's worthy. I'm a Cowboys fan, but I ordered his jersey.
That's right.
Every time he sit down, we sit down with him. If they come against him, then we get down with him. Ain't nobody standing up for the home of the brave.
Hey.
Oh, I forgot, it's America, the home of the slave.
What else?
Police brutality, when will it stop? When we stop the protest and protect what we got, our unity. So now we gotta raise the bar. They killing us, we killing us. It's a two-front war. Hey,
nothing but the real-ish.
I'm kicking nothing but the real is.
Real soldiers, you can feel this.
Real soldiers, you can feel it.
Mess around and you'll get killed quick.
Mess around, you get killed quick.
Trying to tell you what the deal is.
Trying to tell you what the deal is.
See, let's get this clear. See, I roll with the minister, I have no fear.
That's right.
When the lights come on, you can jump like a deer. F-O-I till I die, we eat your lunch up in here. We eat your sandwich and the chips and your brand new suit. God forbid if I have to call the rest of the fruit. I ain't talking apples and oranges or real sweet grapes. I'm talking hundreds of soldiers and they haven't ate. They say they're hungry, hoping that some food is left. If it's not, oh my God, now the mood is dead. Now they looking at me, now I'm looking at you. Now let's all slow it down like we banging a screw. So they said, Brother Nip, you ain't leave us none. I said, yes sir, heads, legs, arms and thumbs.
That's
playing
right.
Games with the sisters, homie, that's how we murk you. Talking bad about the minister, see that's how we hurt you. Hey, it's our real homeboy. Hey,
nothing but the real is.
Another one, man. Look at that.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Two bangers right there. That's two reasons that you need to go out and cop the album. It's dropping in November, right?
Yes, sir. Early November. Man, god damn, man.
Man.
Yeah. That was so so wicked, man. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, shout out to the homie, you know, D Tag, man. You know what I'm saying? This cat, you know, this cat here, he has it, man.
He's from the Netherlands too. He's all the way on the other side of the world. You know what I'm saying? It's a good thing about, you know, collaborating with different people. You make great music together. I can't wait to hear the rest of it, man. It sounds like it's gonna be a good project.
This shit here. Yeah, this shit here gonna be. This shit here is ridiculous, man. You know, I think I just sent you Speak for the Dead, man. I don't know if I did it right. Check and see if you got it, man. I don't know. But, you know, I kind of want to just throw some of the,
some content. I got it right here.
Mac, I played this one for people, man. People was crying off this motherfucker. I played this for like 6 people. Man, people was crying off this motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? And what's so cold about it, it's not a sad song. I don't like doing sad songs. You know what I'm saying? I like funky-ass tracks, man. But I like my song to be, you know, to be meaningful. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I like my song to be meaningful. So this motherfucker right here, this, you know, that song is just a song, man, where I could just, you know, you know, all the people who got killed, you know, I'm really letting them speak through me, you know, as you know, what they want to tell the people, you know, about what happened. And the best thing about it is I'm telling you, you know, in what city it happened to. So, you know, it's gonna be people that you don't know that got shot, but I'm telling you what city it was so you can look it up and read what happened.
Right. Do your research on it. Yeah,
you can do like Michael Moore in Alabama, you know what I'm saying? In Mobile, Alabama, we don't really know about Michael Moore, you know what I'm saying? Young brother, he had 2 or 3 people in a white Lexus, you know, and then an off-duty cop thought the car was stolen and just pulled a dude over. Now, he off-duty, he pulled a brother over, you know what I'm saying? The brother got out, you know what I'm saying, with his hands up, he shot him, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Thinking that the car was stolen. You know what I'm saying? The car wasn't even stolen. You know, young brother just had money like that. You know what I'm saying? His family had money, so he wasn't hustling or nothing. You know, so.
That's
you know.
It's almost an everyday thing. It's getting ridiculous. It needs to stop, especially with all this evidence. You know what I'm saying? You got these videos. That should be a sealed, you know what I'm saying, signed and delivered indictment for murder one. On every one of these motherfuckers. But, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy, man. It's systematic fucking murder. It's horrible. I'm glad you're speaking on it. We got, I believe we got that song. Let me make sure it's uploaded yet.
So that's why I named the album Soldiers Only, man. You know, if you're not a soldier, this is not for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This album real in the motherfucker, man. And what's so cold about it, it's going to have like 15 songs on it. So this motherfucker is loaded with funk. Mac J, this whole loaded with funk, man.
Say that motherfucker loaded, huh?
You know, loaded with funk, man. You know what I'm saying?
What was your inspiration to do this whole album, though? You just felt like hitting them again after the reception of the Brother Nip album?
No, what happened was, man, I wasn't planning to do another album till next year, another conscious album till next year, Brother Nip. What happened was, man, you know, I was introduced to my homeboy D-Tag, and, you know, he let me hear some beats, you know. Honestly, I didn't really like the beats that he sent me. You know, one thing about me, I like to guide my producer. But I knew the level was higher, you know what I'm saying, was a step or two higher than Boss's. You know what I'm saying? I could tell the level, but he just needed the guidance. See, all the tracks that I did with Boss, I used to, you know, give him all the ideas, and he'll just do the tracks. So I did the same thing with D-Tag, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he just came up, you know, he just came up with the, you know, with the tracks. On this track, I have Ice-T talking at the beginning.
Oh, okay.
On this track, you know what I'm saying? I sampled his voice off of the, damn, what was the name of that song? Damn, oh, High Rollers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I sampled his voice off High Rollers, man. Shout out to Ice-T. You know, that's my hardcore idol. And you know, Too Short is my musical pimp, you know what I'm saying, player idol. And you put both styles together, that's Gangsta Nip. You know what I'm saying? That's why my tracks are always funky like Too Short. My rhymes are always hard, you know what I'm saying, like Ice. You know what I'm saying? So that's the beauty. That's why, you know, I always say both of those, are, you know, are my idols. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, and those some good ones to have, too.
Shout out to Ice-T and Too Short, them guys. You know, and they're still doing it. They're still, I'm hoping Ice-T puts on an album. It's been a good minute. It's been about 10 years since Gangsta Rap dropped. I'd love to hear another Ice-T album. I know you would, too.
Man, you know,
oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But here's this song, yeah. Streets of the Dead. We got it uploaded, Nip. Let everybody know about this one.
Yo, you know, this is a song that's, you know, that touches my heart, because I feel like I'm spiritually in touch with the people that have got killed by the crooked cops on the street. So, you know, it's real touching for me, you know, as I was writing it. You know, I was really grieving, you know, as I was writing it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just one of them songs, but it's so funky, man, you know what I'm saying? You really can dance to the motherfucker, you know. That's the beauty of it. So, you know, at this time, man, you know what I'm saying, let's let all the brothers and sisters that passed away, let's let them tell their story. Speak for the dead. You heard?
Well, I think the real problem is the justice system. The youth of the day see so much corruption going on in government and so many officials getting off just because they have a lot of money. They feel that if they have a lot of money, they'll be above the law.
You know, I'm speaking for the dead, since they can't speak for themselves. You know, the little homies like Seville Smith in Milwaukee.
I speak for the dead. Yeah, I'm speaking for the dead.
Alton
but
Sterling.
If you like the beat, you can bob your head. But if you like the beat, you can bob your head.
Brain, hey.
I speak for the dead. Yeah, I'm speaking for the dead.
Philando,
but
Cat
if you
Steel.
Like the beat, you can bob your head. But if you like the beat, you can bob your head.
Brain, hey. Do Black Lives Matter? Won't you answer that? If you're a crooked cop, won't you answer back? It's like a bad check, won't you cancel that? Cause black men are dying like a cancer attack.
That's
if
right.
You get
That's
pulled
right.
over, then you might get smoked. Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you from a stroke.
Hey.
I got a permit, I can carry a gun. But if you reach for your wallet, then your life is done. I had a toy gun, cops took my life. I was 12 years old, name is Tamir Rice. I got choked to death and I couldn't believe. My name is Eric Garner and I could not breathe. George Zimmerman was the COP. I'm Trayvon Martin and he just shot me. Ferguson, Missouri is where I got shot down. The rice popped off. My name is Michael Brown.
I speak for the dead. Yeah, I'm speaking for the dead.
Alton
but
Sterling.
If you like the beat, you can bob your head. But if you like the beat, you can bob your head.
Brain, hey.
I speak for the dead. Yeah, I'm speaking for the dead.
Philando,
but if you
Steel.
Like the beat, you can bob your head. But if you like the beat, you can bob your head.
Brain, hey. Crooked cops hung me inside the jail. My name is Sandra Bland and they can go to hell. Riding through the strip mall when I got shot. My name is Jordan Baker, middle finger to the cops. But only the crooked ones gotta pay. They left me for dead, call me Freddie Gray. Michael Moore up in Alabama. Off-duty cops, nobody cameras. Said I had a gun, but they covered it up. Like some gravy on some steak, you can smother it up. 30 rounds in my car, call me Indy.
be a Kager. Cops in Virginia, man, that's nothing major. Up in Chi-Town, let me tell you the deal. I got shot down, call me Paul O'Neill. Crooked white cops, we gon' get y'all back. Sooner or later, we gon' get y'all back.
Hey. I speak for the dead. Yeah, I'm speaking for the dead.
Alton
but
Sterling.
If you like the beat, you can bob your head. But if you like the beat, you can bob your head.
Brain,
hey. I speak for the dead. Yeah, I'm speaking for the dead.
Philando,
but if you like
steel.
The beat, you can bob your head. But if you like the beat, you can bob your head.
Brain, hey.
Over 20 shots hit me, I'm Mario Woods. In San Francisco, cops up to no good. I'm waiting for the day that we come together. The homies on the streets bring them guns together. I separate from the devil, we ain't equal. Cause God said, come out of her, my people. And God bless the souls of the ones that bled. And that's the reason why you see me speaking for the dead.
I speak for the dead. Yeah, I'm speaking for the dead.
Alton
but
Sterling.
If you like the beat, you can bob your head. But if you like the beat, you can bob your head.
Brain, hey.
I speak for the dead. Yeah, I'm speaking for the dead.
Philando
but if you like
steel.
The beat, you can bob your head. But if you like the beat, you can bob your head.
Brain, hey.
Man, there go another one.
Hell yeah.
Three in a row.
He finna drop another classic. Finna drop another classic on
there. 15 tracks. That's 1/5 of the album right here, right now, tonight, folks. Thank you, Nip, for sharing that with us and the listeners, man. Real talk. If somebody wants to holler at you, 281 in the building. How you doing?
Yo, yo, yo. It's the Murder Man. What's up? Murder Master Music
Murder.
Show.
Murder Man, that's my homie, man. That's my look, Mac. That's my homie right there. That you know, hooked me up with Esham's homeboy that got Esham to call me. You know what I'm saying? So you know, I knew about the show like about you know like a you know month and a half you know before because he was trying to get in touch with me and I hooked up with Murder Man because Murder Man got his homeboy that did the songs with Esham. So that's how we hooked. That's how we hooked up. You know, like that. And me and Murder Man got songs, you know, prayers, you know what I'm saying? We might need to bring Murder Man on because Murder Man, you know, that's my partner, man. He got 2, 3, 4 songs with Nip, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
yeah.
we're going to bring, you know what I'm saying? We're going to set that up, you know, after this, we're going to bring him on, man, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but Murder
really,
Man, what's up, baby?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling, just listening to this Murder Master Music Show, man, showing my support. Scott Bader, man, the Murder Master Music Show. You know, y'all got my full support. I appreciate everything y'all do for hip hop and for, you know, this a movement, man.
Thank you, man.
Right. Sure, appreciate it, man.
Be appreciated, man. Real talk.
Scott, man. I've been wanting to tell you that for a long time, man. Much props, man, and much love coming from the Murder Man over here in Houston, Texas, man. We appreciate what you do out here, man. We really love that shit, man.
Man, thank you, bro.
Already, you know what I'm saying? He always has.
Yeah,
he always tells you.
Welcome on the show, man. I'll get you my email information, and Nip can give it to you. Send me some music, man. Let's get you on here.
We're gonna do that, man.
When his show comes, Chris. I'm gonna call in, man. I'm gonna be with him on that show.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm gonna be with him, man. Murder Man got a nice project coming out.
I got some stuff coming out, man. I got some stuff in the lab right now, man. You know, I've been in the Mac cave. I've been in that. I've been cooking some shit up, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been in that lab. You know what I'm saying? Mixing them chemicals and shit.
So there should be something nice coming out to consume. We'll review the project too over at UGSForLife.com, man. You know what I'm saying? We'll check it out and definitely put it up there and review it. And you know,
anybody listening,
you got some dope music, man? Send it to Prez@UGSForLife.com. You know what I'm saying? And we'll check it out, and that's what we've been doing. We've actually been finding some younger cats too that got some fucking talent. some serious bars, man. We're trying to sift through all the bullshit to find the talent, and it's out there, and we're doing it. And, you know what I'm saying, we're honored to have showcase cats like yourself, talented people like yourself on the show. So, man, shoot me the music, and we got you, brother. We'll hook up something.
Yeah. That's what's up, right, man. It's all love, man. And the Murder Dog Magazine Master Music Show, motherfuckers, man. The Murder Master Music Show. All y'all motherfuckers out there, check that shit out. This is where the fucking real hip-hop is. This is where the real rap music is, man. Y'all got to check my boy Scott Beta, man. Check into, look into his history. Google him. Murder Dog Magazine. Come on.
Don't look
too deep
in my history down.
Yeah.
I love what
Fred, that boy did his history, man. That boy know. He know.
Murder, man.
Well, Prince, as soon as we get off the show, I want you to up. Craig, I want you to upload that shit and tag that shit to me. You know how we do it on the SoundCloud, man. I want to put that already and that Speak for the Dead. I want to stick them out, you know, out there so the Facebook listeners can hear what the album, you know what I'm saying, is going to be, what they're going to be getting. You know how we do.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to
get that out there.
I want both of those. Which ones? I want the already, man,
and the Speak for the Dead. I want to give them one hard one, and I want to give them one conscious. I want to say that nothing but the real, you know what I'm saying, for the album. But, you know, you're welcome to play, you know, anytime you do a show, you're welcome to play, you know, either of the three. You can play all of them how you want. But I won't put that one on Facebook yet. But you're welcome to play them anytime you want.
And I know Saturday nights, you know, Max got on the ground Saturday night. I'm sure he'd love to play them too. Dope music. You know what I'm saying?
Already, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody make sure you go to the 6th and check out, you know what I'm saying, Esham and Gangster Nip with Mastermind and Mo Dirty. I mean, this is a once in a lifetime thing. This is so legendary. I'm so happy that you guys are doing this. You know, and I was happy to be part of it behind the scenes as well, man, because I had that connection with you and Esham, and I always wanted this. We talked about this on the show before. We wanted to have you, Lynch, Esham all hook up together. Hopefully that happens down the road. If you're listening, Brother Lynch Young, you know what I'm saying? Get at Nip and Esham. Three of y'all can do a crazy fucking song or whatever together. People will love it all over the world, man. Real talk. But that's
yo,
what
yo,
we're
Scott,
gonna get out of here, man. Liz, what's up, Nip?
Yo,
hey,
man,
I'm
out of here. Oh, shit.
Go ahead, man.
All right, man. I was just letting y'all know, man. I'm out of here, man. I appreciate you having me on the show, man. And we got the October 6th show, man. Sleepwalkers will be performing Murder Man and Evil Less. Y'all got to go see Esham, Gangster Nip, for the first fucking time ever in motherfucking history, man. This is hip-hop history going down. This shit has never happened before. Everybody in H-Town, come from out of town, whatever the fuck, man. Y'all got to come to this show. And much love to the Murder Master Music Show. Murder Man out this bitch.
Oh,
man, that's what it is. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Legendary show tonight. I want to thank the homie Nip. I want to thank Esham. I want to thank Brandon Finn, Murder Man, everybody that called it, man.
Hell yeah, everybody.
Episode 306 in the books. We'll see you guys with episode 307 1 week from Wednesday. Make sure you call in the new documentary, NWA and Eazy-E, The Kings of Compton. We got 10 DVDs to give away. You know what I'm saying? This documentary. We only got 10 of them. So if you don't call in, you know what I'm saying, you're going to miss the opportunity to get this DVD. It's real. I'll just put it to you like this. If I was to give it a real quick review, there's a lot more Eazy-E in it than in the movie Straight Outta Compton. I'm going to tell you that right now. You're going to love it. If you're an Eazy-E fan and you appreciate what he did for rap, this documentary definitely showcases that. So tune in, you know what I'm saying, Wednesday, you know, the 5th. you know, 9 p.m. Central. But before that, make sure you tune in to the this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, Underground Saturday Nights on Saturday, Church Reality on Sunday, 9 p.m. Central, UGSforLife.com. We're out of here. Peace.
UGS for Life.